Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Mem Hey, and we're going to start with the Mishnah on Mem Dalad Amid Beis. Zok the Hilig Mishnah, Hayarach Mi Beis Haski La Arba Amos. So once the person who had been sentenced was now Dalad Amos from the Beis Haskila, we'll use Rav Moshe's distance of 7 feet 3 inches, is Dalad Amos. Mafshit no so es begodos. They took off his clothes. Ha'ish mechasa oso milafonov. A man would still remain covered, though, his private parts in front of him. Ha'isha milafonev me'achareha. And a woman both in front and in back of her. Div Rebbe Yehuda. That's the shita of the Rebbe Yehuda. Ve'chacham me'omrim, the Rabbanim say, ha'ish niska orim. He's only wearing the small cloth. Everything else, he's not wearing any clothes. However, ve'ein ha'isha niskelas aruma. But she does not take off clothing. And the Gemara is going to explain what's that's based upon. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, ha'ish mechasin oso perek echa milafonav. So we use one piece of cloth, like the Ramallah, Yad Ramallah learns, that to cover him in the front. Ve'isha shnei parakim, and the woman uses two pieces of cloth to cover her. Bein milafonav, bein milachareha. Ve'pnei shekulet erva, because there's a much larger piece of erva on her that can't be seen. Div Reb Yehuda. The man is only wearing the clothing in the front, nothing else. But a woman is not stoned when she is naked. So what's now the svara, the reason, I should say, behind the sheet of the Rabbanan? So Omer Kra, the Ragmu Oso. So it says that they would stone him. So the question is, my oso. What? Why does it say the word specifically oso? So in this first explanation that the Gemara is going to give, we're going to see that the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is based upon how to be medayik from the pasuk. So ilema oso v'lo oso. If you can tell me that oso is a miyut and it means just he's the one, but not her. V'haksiv v'hotseisa es ha'ish hahu o es ha'isha ha'hi. So you see that a woman is Niska. Elamai oso. So what is pshat when it says oso? So oso loksuso, him, but him himself and not his clothing. However, ha oso, but a woman bikasusa, a woman is executed while still wearing her clothing. So that's the Chachamim's drosha from the word oso. Rabbi Yehuda Omer oso b'loksuso, loshna ish, loshna isha. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, oso means that they do him, but that's this. There's no chilek over here. Just the way, you know, whenever you have a chi of misa for a man or a woman, it's done the same way. So it's just the same din. Hu hadinami. The man is not wearing clothing, she's not wearing clothing. So the first explanation, again, is based on the pasuk. Lamemur de Rabbonin chayshili hihura. So is this going to imply that the Rabbanan are concerned with hirhur, meaning inappropriate thoughts? They're going to look at a woman who's not dressed modestly, and they're going to have inappropriate thoughts. Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish lehuri, but Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, she's not wearing any clothing, so we're not concerned about somebody who's looking at this execution is going to have hirhurim. V'ho ipcha shamin lehu. We know fakert, we know the opposite, based upon a case of sota. The sota is the woman who was warned by her husband, don't have yichud with this guy, don't be alone with him, and she does it anyway in front of Aiden, and then so she has to drink the sota waters to see whether she was in fact guilty of anything inappropriate. Well, certainly it was inappropriate to have yichud with him, but if they went more than that, she had a maisa znus with the man or not. So in that discussion, so the Mishnah says, Ditznan, hakohen ochiz bigodeho, the kohen literally grabs onto her clothing, and im nikru, nikru, v'im nifru, nifru. If it rips, it rips. If it tears, it tears. Ad shemigala es liba, until basically her chest becomes revealed. V'soyser es sa'ara, and he unbraids, literally destroys. Soyser steals, destroy, but he unbraids her hair. Right, this is one of the actual cases and sources for this requirement for married women to cover their hair. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer im ha'liba noah, if she's an attractive woman, lo ha'megaleh, then they would not necessarily expose the front. V'im ha'sara noah, and if she had attractive hair, lo ha'soyser, she would not necessarily unbraided. So again, from our, this now in sota, this would say that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about hirhurim from people, because he says if the woman, the sota, the accused woman of committing adultery, so you would not necessarily do all these things to to embarrass her or defile her when she's doing the process. Yet our Mishnah says no, that when she's stoned, then you do that when she is aruma. So what's pshat? So Omer Rabba says the answer of the stira. Over there, in the case of Sota, so maybe she's innocent. Again, she's a prutza. She wasn't supposed to be with this man alone. She did, but nothing more than that happened. She wasn't unfaithful to her husband. So now she comes out innocent. And all the young Kohanim who saw this whole thing happening, well, now they're going to, they see her. She's around. However, Hocha, in our case, by Sanhedrin, the Beis Din, the Skila, Hamikla, she's going to be executed. So maybe, okay, for now, once the thought was planted in their heads, for this woman is no longer around, but now, you know, there's going to have inappropriate thoughts for other women who are still alive. No, Omer Rab, we're not concerned about that. Gemiri, we have a Masora. Ein Yitzhar Sholet Ela B'mi She'ein Av Rois. The Yitzhar only, what's in front of you, what your eyes see, that's the type of thing that your Yitzhar will come in. Tempt you with. The Tosfos on this asks the Kasha based on the Gemara Megillah. So the second Tosfos says, "Eb Masha Ein Aros, V'ha De Omer Sof Perakam De Megillah Kol Omer Rochav Rochav." Anybody who would say the name of Rochav, Rochav, we know was the former Zona who ended up marrying the Gadol Hador. She married Yehoshua. So Meyad Nikri, he became a Baal Kareich by saying Balkari, sorry, not Balkari, Balkari, by saying her name. So over there, you see that it doesn't have to nest. Tosos Kasha is, you see that the inappropriate, whatever, the Hirhurim doesn't necessarily have to be in front of you. Right? Our Gemara said, no, we're not worried because they see this woman who was, in an immodest way, was it's not Tsnua, and therefore they're going to see somebody else. No, don't worry about it because it's only that woman herself. It's not going to spread. But Rachav was in front of them. So what is it? So Tosfos answers, no. Ha'omer Hasam Diyode Makira. It's talking about someone who knew who she was. That idea already would create that strong reaction in the one who heard her name. There's a comment of the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Yishchai, on this thing. It's based upon similar to a concept that the Gro has. The Gro, in terms of the Pasuk Ayin Tachas Ayin. So he's describing we know that's not really literal, that when you harm somebody, you pay back an ayin tachas ayin, you pay back kesef. So how do you know kesef? Because if you look tachas ayin, right, you look at the letters that are under the ayin, so the ayin is a pay, then after the yud is a chaf, and then after the nun is a samach, so you rearrange that, so ayin tachas ayin, so therefore it's what's it called? Kesef, right? That's a famous word, right? So kesef here means that a person longs for something, right? Nichsof nichsafti, I had a yearning for you, we say. So the Ben Yehoyada has a insight that what's going to be under this. You go tachas, so he goes, you go the letters before that are Tsela. That Tsela means the rib, Tsadi, Lamed, Ayin, so that a person's going to have a thought for the Tsela, which is the remez to Chava, who was taken from the Tsela of Adam Harishon. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, the Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda, Kasha. You had me a question, Rebbe Yehuda, because it seemed to imply that the Sota in Sanhedrin was a Kasha. The Rabboni lo Kasha, but the Rabboni didn't have a statement with, right? So, Elo Amar Rava, Rebbe Yehuda lo Kasha Kiddushinan, right? We just answered up that why Rebbe Yehuda, because she's not going to be alive anymore, but in the case of the Sota woman, she is going to be alive. The Rabboni nami lo Kasha. So we can answer up the Rabboni, because the Rabboni also, by Sota, did not care about the potential Hihurim, but in our case, therefore, they would, embarrass her. But by our case, on the Sanhedrin, they are concerned. That's why she remains covered. So Omer Kra, it says, Vasru kol hanoshim v'lot hasenu ki zimos cheno, that you give musr to them, that they're not going to act like you zim, like you're inappropriateness, being lewd. So hocha eimcha yisur godu mizeh. In this case, when the woman who's the sota, she's so publicly disgraced, so we're not even concerned about any potential hihurim creeping in at that point. You know, it reminds me of the comment of the Beis Halevi. He gives a mashal on the Isser in the Torah of Lo Sachmod, not to have a taiva for something that you're not supposed to. So the Beis Halevi gives a mashal of, let's say, you know, you have a taiva for something and it's sitting in the middle of a frozen lake. We'll give an example of a chocolate bar. That's what you have a taiva for your chocolate bar. So you're walking on the frozen lake to walk over to take the chocolate bar and to eat it. And right as you're about to pick up the chocolate bar, the ice on the lake cracks. And now at that moment, you're no longer thinking about the taiva, you're no longer thinking about the chocolate bar, you're thinking about saving your life. Because you have such a pachat, such a yira has hit you. So he explains, lo sachmod can't take place if there's a strong enough pachat, if there's a strong enough yiras Hashem, yiras Shemayim. So maybe over here too, it's the same thing. In this case, by the woman, but you see such a pachad is happening, such an embarrassing thing, there's no room for the taiva to even take hold. Perhaps that would be one way of explaining the Rabbanan's sheet over here. Okay, continues the Gemara. V'chitem li'av de'beitartes. Maybe we should do both. Both should both be humiliating her and doing the skila. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Amar Avua, Amar Rava Barvua, Amar Kro, it says, V'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. So you have to love your fellow Jew. So in this case, borlo misa yofe. So we try to do the most respectable form of misa. Therefore, that's just by the skila, not necessarily to be stoning the person, humiliating them as well. That's, we're not going to try to do both things to a person. Tosfos and others point out that it's interesting, we have very positive, warm, fuzzy associations with the pasuk v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. But oftentimes throughout the Shas, you see what's brought up in halachic context of avas Yisrael. It's talking about, you know, here in this case, it's like pick a pleasant type of death, a compassionate type of death for the person. That's avas Yisrael. Elsewhere, you have in kiddushin that there's an obligation. We know that a man has to see a potential wife before they get married, because maybe he's not going to be attracted to her, he's not going to like her, and that would be a violation of Yahav L'Reicha Kamocha, of being married to somebody you don't really like so much. So it's interesting, there's the Ramban al HaTorah, I think Rav Soloveitchik quoted this, perhaps others, that's a very, very high, if not impossible level to really feel Yahav L'Reicha Kamocha. I have to love somebody else just the same way like I love myself. I'm no gabadavra. Of course I love myself more than others. So the Ramban says you have to act in such a way, this way the Rav quoted this, that you have to behave in a way that you would want for yourself. Now, to say you really, really love, I don't know, maybe that's beyond the realm of possibility. But to act like I would, in other words, just like I would not want to be publicly embarrassed, I'm not going to embarrass somebody. Just like I'm concerned about my own money, I don't want to have a financial loss, so I have to be concerned about Yenim. I don't want him to have a financial loss. But to behave in a way that represents Avas Yisrael, that's how we can fulfill the pasuk of Yahavta L'Reicha Kimocha, like yourself. Okay. Vayit in the Gemara, Lema D'Rav Nachman Tanoihi. Maybe the Reb Nachman said is really machlokes tanoim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there really is no mitzvah to try to be compassionate of this kind of borlo misa yofe. Lo, no, it's not true. The Kuli Alma is lehud Reb Nachman. Really, everybody holds like Reb Nachman. Hochel b'ayka mifli. So the machlokes is like this. Mar sofer, that's the Rabbanan, hold bizyone de inish adifilei tefei miniyocha de gufei. The Rabbanan hold that it's better to have a more a simpler, an easier, less painful type of death than out being, you know, embarrassed in the process. So if wearing the clothes is going to make a slower death because it's going to absorb the shock, then that's fine. That's better. Umar Sava, Rabbi Yehuda, Nicha de Gufe Odif mi Bizione. No, so Rabbi Yehuda says that it's better to be not wearing clothes, even though it's going to be more embarrassing, but it's not going to be as longer of a death, because it's going to, I mean, how long can it really do, but it's not going to absorb the shock, so you'll die quicker, even though it's more embarrassing. That's the way it's preferable for a person. Very interesting psychological insight. Okay, next Mishnah. Beis Askil HaGavoa Shtei Komos. That it was twice the height of a normal person. So one of them would push him like by his hips, right? So that he would fall face up. Nepach alibo, but if he turned over, meaning he's facing downward, they would turn him over. And if he dies through falling on the ground, they were yotze. They're yotze what? They were yotze the mitzvah of executing someone who's chayv misa. There's a machlokis in the Rishon and the Rambam. In the Ramban, is do we count the dalad misas as four separate mitzvos, each one by itself, or all four are one mitzvah? But everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah. So they're yotze the mitzvah. You know what I'm talking about? Yotze. I'm yotze matzah. I was yotze kriyashma. I was yotze the mitzvah of killing those who are in fact chayv misa. Mi'im lav. And if the person did not fall from the fall, so Hasheni notelesa evin v'nois no alibo. The second guy takes and puts it on his chest. V'imaisbo, if he dies with that, yotza. V'im lav regimoso b'chol Yisrael. At that point, everybody puts the stones, throws stones. Shneamar yad aidin tiyebo b'achrona lehamiso v'yad kol ha'am b'achrona. At the hands of the witnesses, literally, we'll see him in a second. The hand literally is on him first, and if not, then everybody. Everybody punishes him. You know, the Aiden themselves, the one who came to make this guy Chayav Misa, so they're so confident in it, they realize that they're not doing anything wrong. In fact, they're the ones who physically carry out the actual punishment. Okay, says the Gemara Tana, we learned V'koma shalo harekan shalosh. So it's an additional height of him plus the two stories of that, so now it's three. Umiba eating kule hide, it really needed to be all that high to kill the person? Ramin will ask you a kasha. Ram literally means to raise up. Like in English, we'll use the phrase to raise a point, to raise a contradiction. So it comes from the Hebrew Ram, right? Raminhu, I'm going to raise a contradiction. Ma borshu kidei lahamis asar tfachim. We know that the Gemara's in Bava Kama talk about how big does a pit have to be in order to kill. So right in the first parak, even you have like the bor yud for misa, bor tes for nizalkin. So here we see that you could kill with 10 tefachim. So 10 tefachim, if a tefach is 3 to 4 inches, that's 30 to 40 inches. That's not such a big height you need to kill the person. So why over here are we making such a thing that's such a high building, right? Af kol kedei lahamis asar tefachim. So all you really need is enough. So why does it have to be such a high thing? Right, so there's actually a Yerushalmi that says that the difference in this case is that a person who knows that he's falling, or he doesn't know if he's falling. If you see this when you trip and you're not expecting it, so then for an unexpected you could get more injured than if you actually you know that you're going to. You know, similarly also with Bishul, you know, they talk about Yad Seledesbo. Well, do you know you're sticking your hand into hot water? Do you not know? When it's a surprise, so maybe your hand would recoil even a lower temperature. But if you're being braced for it and you tell you, you know, the water's hot, you know, then you can perhaps tolerate even a higher temperature. Okay, but that's for Hilchos Shabbos, we're holding in Sanhedrin. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Omer Krah. The pasuk says, "Via hafta l'recha kmocha bor lo misa yofa." Again, pick a pleasant death. Se'i hachi, if that's true, they want to have a quick death for him. That's why we're not going to make it just a 10 tefachim. We're going to make it a little bit higher. One second, ihachi lig behe tfei, make it even bigger, make it even higher. You know, no, because if he fall from too high of a spot, if he's pushed off, so then when he hits the ground, he could become disfigured, dismembered. Mishem de Minovil. It's disgusting, right? He becomes, you're embarrassing. That's not pretty. You know, if you fall from a tall height. So then the Mishnah said, Ech min ha'edim doichavel. One of the edim is the ones who pushes him. Tan rabbanan minayin shebedichio. Talmud Omer yoro. How do you know he pushed him? Because it says yoro by Har Sinai, right? That uminayin shebeskila. How do you know they do skila? Talmud Omer sokol. It says that you have to stone him if he went up on Har Sinai. Uminayin shebeskila bedichio. How do you know that if sometimes you do both? Talmud Omer sokol yisakel o yoro yireh. Like the double lashon teaches both. And how do you know, as we said, if you just pushed him down, that you're yotzi the mitzvah, you don't have to throw the stone afterwards? So Tam Loma, o yaro yare, or this or that, right? So either one would work, but if he was already killed, then you don't have to do the other one as well. Uminayin sha'af l'doros kein. How do you know this wasn't a special, unique mitzvah only by Har Sinai, but that this is applicable for future generations as well? So Amid Bays, Tam Lomer, Sakol Yisakel. The double Lushan teaches like at all times, this is how you do it. Okay, then the Mishnah said, if he didn't die, then the second one takes it. Ve'im lav, eid hasheni, notil es ha'evin. Right? So then the second one picks up the stone and he puts it down in there. So it says, notil, he picks it up. Fatanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Oimer, Evan Haisasham, they had a stone there. Mosu Shnei B'nei Adam. It was so heavy that it could only be lifted by two people, right? Nosno Alibo. So then the one aid takes and puts it on the guy's chest. Imes bo yotze. And if he died with that, then you're yotze. So, but this is mashma that one person couldn't lift the stone by himself, right? So what do you do with that? Oh, l'tameich, one second, you're asking a kasha on me. So I'd call Rabbi Sobolovsky pointed out, the kasha you're asking me, l'tameich, could be bast back onto you as well. Tikshi loch higufa, mosli shnei b'nei adam, not levenosna alibo. In other words, it sounds like the Bryce itself, where it says that the guy can live by two people, and then it says one person takes it, so he's acting by himself. De midli lo behadi chavre. Really, they both with his chavre, they lift it up at the same time, and then the shadi leihu. Then he himself throws it down. Ki hecha deseisi merazia, should be with a force in a direction. Meaning, sometimes when you have two people acting at the same time, you know, we're going to throw it together. One, two, three, go. So one guy's a little early, one guy's a little late, doesn't go down. So they both lift it up there, and then one person, like he could throw it much stronger and with much more precision. So that's how it's acted out. Ve'im lav regimoso Tvitanya me'olam loshona bo'odom. This never happened that you had to actually do this second stage. You never had to repeat it, right? He always died when the first one was on top of him. So why tell me if it happened again? So this is one second. It's not a kasha. Mi ka'amina da'ovid. Did I ever say that it happened? De'imitzrich ka'amina. If it would be necessary, okay, then that's how it. That's how you would have done it. Omer Mar, Evin Haisa. So the special stone they had was was there. So it sounds like that Evin was used over and over again. I the Hatanya Achas Evin Haniska Bov Achas Eitz Shenisla Alav the Echad Sayev Shenherug Bov Echad Sura Shenherug Bov Kula Nikbarin Imo. So everything was buried with him. The stone, the we'll see the pole that was used for this, the swords, everything was used with him. So Taka, why was it buried with him? So the Yad Ramah brings it was so to spare a person any future, any actually additional embarrassment. You look, oh yeah, that's the rock they used to kill Ploni with. That's the sword that they used to execute him with. That's the cloth they used to tie on his head. So you're not going to do that. You know, that's similar by the idea of with a behema that something inappropriate happened with, so the behemoth is killed also. So the people shouldn't say afterwards, oh, look what happened. So it's going to lead to that. So that's the same thing over here, that the actual item is used in correctly punishing and executing the person, but nevertheless, not to add to any additional to that. So what is it? So lo tricha de mesakne maise achrine chilufaihu. No, the chiddush is over here that the stones word, but they would bring other stones there to have them ready for the next time that if it would happen, it would be needed. I think it's just kedai to point out that Nakos and other places, it talks about how often these executions happened. One opinion, once every 7 years, once every 70 years. And this was times when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and when they saw open miracles of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a whole different worldview. So sometimes when we talk about like modern day executions, a person can feel uncomfortable with the concept. We have to learn it's a totally different cultural context that they were living in. And again, a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Okay, now the Gemara says, "V'nikbar and imo." One second. What do you mean you buried these things, these items that were used in his execution along with him? Hatan, we learned in a rice that ain't nikbar and imo. It's not. So Amar Papa, my imo. It means imo b'tefisoso, that it was buried around him. It was with him. They're not buried in the same, but there was, you know, to be tofis, that means to grab onto it. There was like it's close by, so you could grab it if you were there. There's actually an interesting remez based upon this Gemara for the idea that we have when we do the beer chametz that we burn. Many have the minhag of using a spoon and a feather. Those are burned along with it. So some of them, unfortunately, I saw in this farm bringing out an idea that we know, the Radvaz, that the chametz is like Yitzhara. So anything that's associated with it, right? The only mitzvah is to burn the chametz. There's no mitzvah of burning a spoon or a feather because it was associated with the Yetzirah, so we destroy that as well. So to hear this idea of anything that's associated with the act is gotten rid of as well. Amar Shmuel, nak ta yad ha'edim. If the hand of the Eden was cut off, potter. The guy's off the hook. My time, what's the reason for this? That the hand of the Adam has to be on him, Vileka. And that's impossible. You can't do it because this guy doesn't have a hand. El Miata, one second, according to that, Adim Gidmin Demikora, right? If a person never had a hand to begin with, Nami Hokinami de Paslini, you guys apostle also? Hachinami defsile, he's puzzle? Shiny hossam, no. In a case where the guy never had a hand, that's different in the case where he had a hand and it was then taken off. Right? The Amar Kra, it says Yad Ha'edim, Shahai Sukvar, the hand that he already had there. But it's a fascinating halacha. And if he didn't have a hand, the Rambam brings this down in Perik Yudad Halacha Ches. Misha Omar al Navshov lo yoch le beizdin le osro so ajim is uhu b'misa shuhu chayevbo, horgen oso edov. Therefore, says the Rambam, im nakta yad ha'edim potter. If the hand of the aid was cut off in an accident or whatever it was, then the guy's not killed. If the guy didn't have a hand originally, when the Edom didn't have hand, but he gave the Edus, then someone else will execute him. So then the Rambam writes, when do we say this rule, that if he didn't have a hand, that somebody else does it? Bishar mechuyeve misos beizdin chutz min harotzeach. Any other case except for a murderer, aval horig nefesh, if a person was a murderer, rotzeach nishe nigmar dino, and he's now convicted, he's sentenced, roid v'nachra b'chol dover, uviyad kol ha'odam ad shemisin oso. So we don't say, no, you're off for rotzech, you're not off on a technicality because the person no longer has a hand. Okay, continues the Gemara Meis, ve'kol malkam she'idu shnayim. Any place where two people come and say, ve'yomru, me'idin onu be'ish ploni, she'nigmar dina be'ezdin ploni, uploni ploni edav. So we were edim against so-and-so, right, in this Beis Din, and these people were the witnesses. Hareza Yaharik, we're going to kill him. Tirgum Shmuel Behain Hain Adav. Shmuel says that the Mishnah's talking place where they're talking about the Adim who are there were the same ones as the original Adim, right? And now they're the ones who were there for the first, they're the ones who are gonna throw the stone on the guy. Umi Bain and Kra, the Ksiv Vatanya Mos Yuma Samake Rotseachu. Another kasha on Shmuel. It says that they're the ones who kill him. He's a murderer. He's the rotzeach. Eini el b'misa k'suva bo. Minayin she'im lo ata yochla ha'misa b'misa k'suva bo sh'ata b'mis b'chol misa sh'ata yochla miso. How do you know if you can't give him the actual type of misa that he's chayev? You can't. You guys are running away, so you're doing whatever you can. Talmud lomar, most yumas hamake mikol mokom. So the double most yumas teaches that you put him to any type of way of killing him, and that's what the Rambam said, that this is the exception to the rule, even if the you know, technically the Gezeiras HaKosav doesn't apply. Shani Hos V'Omakro, most Yumas. So that's the answer, that we do it B'chol Malkom. V'Ligmar Minei, so 1 second, let's learn out from here to all cases of Chayv Mises. Right? Mishum Dehavi Rotzeach V'Gol Adam Shnei K'suv M'Boin Ke'echad. No, you can't, because these are two psukim that are coming to teach me the same thing. You can't use this as a binyanav, like a mamatzino, to learn out to other areas as well. So why is that? If you have two psukim that come to teach me the same thing. So the svara is like this. I think Rabbi Ari Leibowitz once explained it, that if you have one pasuk to teach me a chiddush, okay, so now that first pasuk number one told me what the halacha is. So now I know that. And if that's meant to be learned in all of the Torah, then I would have just had that. But then when I have a second pasuk that tells me the exact same halacha, I realize that I could have just learned the halacha from pasuk Aleph. I don't need pasuk Beis. So therefore, from the fact that I have two psukim telling me the exact same thing, it means that I'm limiting it to only case number one and case number two. But it's not a binyan av to be extrapolated and learned out to all other cases of the Torah. So that's what it means. V'chol shnei k'suvim. You have two k'suvim, two psukim, to tell me the exact same thing. Haboin ke'echad, ein melamdin. I can't use that to learn out from other cases. So therefore, in our case here, by the what's it called? By the Rotzeach and the Gol Hadam, then I can't learn it at other places. So now Gemara explains. Rotzeach Hada Omen. That's what we just said. Gol Hadam, Mahi, Detanya, Gol Hadam, Yomis Es HaRotzeach. Mitzvah B'Goyel Hadam. So there's a mitzvah for the Gol Hadam to kill him. Uminayim She'im Ein Lo Goyel She'bezdin Ma'amidin Lo Goyel. And what if there is no relative to kill the Rotzeach? So how do you know the Bezdin will set somebody else to do this? Right, Shneemar b'figo bo, he'll meet him. Right, mikol malkum. Anybody who meets him, anybody can kill the this rotzeach, even if he is like a person in the Bezdin set up to be the de facto gol hadam. Omer leimar keshisha b'reid Rav Chizdil Rav Ashi umilo be'inan kroa d'chzid. Don't need this for something else. Hatnan hayecha mehen gidim o ilim o chiger o suma o cheresh einase ben soramor. So this week's Parsha, Ben Soramora. So if I have one of the parents doesn't have a hand, or they can't speak, or they walk with a limp, or they're blind, or they're deaf, so then we don't have them with the status of Ben Soramora. Shneemar v'tof subo. So now the Gemara explains each one of these, that they grab him, right? So you can't v'lo gidmin. If they don't have a hand, they can't grab him. V'hotio, so they take him out. V'lo chigarim. If they can't walk, they can't pull him out. V'omru, and they say to him, v'lo ilmin. That means they're not ilim, not mute. B'neinu zeh, his son, they're pointing to him. They're showing. Velo sumin, they're not blind. They can see him. And then a shemei b'kaleni, he doesn't listen to our voice. Velo chershin, because we're not deaf, right? We can speak. So therefore, you see the requirements. Samai taima. So what reason why, if all these physical handicaps of the kids not ben somor la mishum to be'inan kra dechsev? Isn't it because we take the pasuk literally, like it says? Lo. No, shiny hossam, Ben Sarmer is different. To kule kro yaseiruhu. You know, it's the whole thing is a special, unique halacha, and therefore you can't necessarily apply this to other cases as well. Tashma. So what's this is now talking about an irhani dachas. So how literally do you take these psukim? Ein lo rochov. If it doesn't rochov, it doesn't have a street, right, or an open area, right. So then ein nasin ir hanidachas. We can't make it into an ir hanidachas. Divrei Rabbi Yishmoel, because that's what the pasuk says, that you have to, you take everything out and it's burned. Rabbi Akiva Omer. 1 second. Ein lo rochov. If it doesn't have an open space, a street, osin lo rochov. You make one. Okay, it's not literal. Saad kan lo pligi. Rabbi Yishmoel not an argument. Elamar sover. One holds, meaning Rabbi Yishmael holds, Rechova Demeikara Be'inan, and had to be there originally when the city, the majority, the 51% of people worshipped Avodah Zarah. Omar Sav, and the other opinion, Rabbi Akiva, holds Rechova Dehashtanami Kimikara Domi. If you make it now, it's like it was there, fine. Avakule Ama Be'inan Kra Kechsiv. But everybody agrees you have to fulfill what the Pasuk says. It says you take it out the Rechov. The question is just, you know, can you put one there afterwards? So Tanaihi, really, it's a machloikis Tanaim about how literally we take the Pesukim. The Tanan, we learned, the Mishnah and the Goyim. Ein lo bohen yad, bohen regel, ozen yumonis. If the Mitzora doesn't have a right thumb, a right big toe, or a right ear, so then, ein lo tahor olomis, he can never become tahor. Rabbi Elazar Omer, because look, that's what the Pasuk says. No sin al makomo. You could just put it where it would have been. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no sin al smolo v'yotze. You put it on the left-hand side, and he's yotze with that. So at the end of the day, you know, you see the first opinion holds that you have to do it very literally, and if not, then you can't ever get the you can't ever do it. You won't get the tahara. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they argue and say no. When that's impossible, so then we have alternative methods of fulfilling the Torah's requirement. Okay, we'll stop here for today.